In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus is on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. Everything's going to be all right. We need to really trust him. We need to really trust him and to let go of everything, asking him to take it in his hands. Let me also tell you that today someone came into the rectory that we prayed over. I don't think I prayed over her. Father Joseph prayed over her, and Steve prayed over her. Let me tell you that she was healed of, and her cancer markers went down. The doctor said, "You had a little miracle." And she started weeping because she knew where it came from, that it came from Jesus. That wonderful? Yesterday I had a man come to me all the way from Italy, and he's coming again today, and he has cancer, and he's going to a doctor in New York, and he's making time to come again today that we would pray for him, that Jesus would heal him of cancer. We pray, Lord, for Claudio, that you would heal Claudio of cancer completely by the power of your grace. And anyone else who has cancer who hears me, in the name of Jesus, be healed of this cancer at the very root. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Christ, be healed of cancer at the very root. In the name of Jesus, who speaks, the blood of Jesus speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, be healed of this cancer. And everything the enemy wrote against these people have been canceled by the blood of Jesus. Be healed of all these cancers. In the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus, there is no other name by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. There is no other name under which we are to be healed but the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus because he will save his people. I'm looking at Luke 3:21. And when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized, he was praying, and the heavens were open. Luke tells us that when he was baptized, the heavens were open, and Jesus was praying. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Luke is the only one that tells us that Jesus is praying when the Father made known his presence. So Jesus is praying, and the heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove upon Jesus, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." What happened at the baptism of Jesus? I'll tell you what happened. It gets him ready to now leave Nazareth and to go throughout Judea and Samaria and to speak the word of God and to heal the sick and deliver them from demons. Yes, he was baptized. And by being baptized, Jesus made the water of the Jordan holy. It's not that the Jordan made him holy. He was already holy. But this is a sign from God the Father that he is loved by the Father, and now he is able to go out and minister to the people. Now I'm looking at Luke 4. And it came to Nazareth, and he came to Nazareth, that's his hometown, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. So he comes to Nazareth. Everybody knows him in Nazareth. He's lived there 30 years. They all know him in Nazareth. It is the Sabbath day. He's in the synagogue, and he begins to read. He is the lector of that day. And the word of God says, "And there was delivered unto Jesus from the prophet Isaiah And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He's talking about himself. "Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Are you brokenhearted today? Jesus is sent to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to put at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the Jubilee year of the Lord. You know what the Jubilee year was? The acceptable year? About every 25 years, all that you owed was just forgiven. All your MasterCards and your Visa cards were all forgiven. People who owed people money in the year of Jubilee, that was all forgiven, all forgiven. Jesus announces a year of Jubilee where he is going to do mighty things. And the word says, "And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and he sat down." Now, some people say he sat down in the seat of the Messiah. There was always a blank, empty seat for the Messiah in every synagogue. So he sat down in the place of the Messiah. And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. They were all looking to Jesus. What's he doing? We know him. Is he not Joseph's son? Is he not Mary's son? We know this Jesus. Did he not come and put a door in our home? He's the carpenter. And the word of God says, "And he began to say unto them, This day, this moment, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And all bore him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded from his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, You will surely say unto me the proverb, Physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we have heard you do in Capernaum, do also in thy country. And he said, Truly, truly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." This is real. This is real. This is played out all the time. You know, he's Jesus. We know him. He was a little boy that used to play with my little boy. "No prophet is accepted in his own native town." I can tell you that personally. Not because I'm a great prophet, but I can tell you personally that many people have rejected me, as well as many people have loved me. So I have both. I have both. The word of God continues, you know. "And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country, in his own town. But I tell you the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when a famine broke out throughout the land. But none of them was Elijah sent to save, except to Zarephath, a widow of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow." I tell you what that means, that Elijah went to the house of a Gentile. It wasn't the house of a Jew, and the people are going to get very angry that they're saying that God is favoring the Gentiles. "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed save Naaman the Syrian," another Gentile. Oh, now they're getting very mad. What is this Jesus trying to say? We are the chosen people. We are God's people. It started with Abraham when the word of God called Abraham to be his friend. The word of God says, Abraham went, and he went 320 miles down the road to Israel or to Canaan. I tell you, these people are getting awfully upset with Jesus, because he's saying to them that God is favoring the Gentiles. He favored the Gentiles when it came to Elijah the prophet, who went to the widow at Zarephath, and Elisha the prophet, who went to Naaman the Syrian. "And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with indignation, were filled with wrath, were filled with anger, And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill where the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They want to throw him over the cliff. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. I want to take this scripture, the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, because he has anointed Jesus to preach the gospel to the poor. That happened at the baptism. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach a jubilee year. And then Jesus talks about salvation history, that Elijah was not sent to a Jew, but he was sent to a widow at Zarephath, to a Gentile, and the people get very angry. They want to throw him over the cliff. Let me tell you that Jesus wants to come to you today, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Jesus wants to come to you today, and he says, this is what I want to do, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me to preach the gospel. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus wants to heal the brokenhearted. Please, Lord, do that by your Spirit, to preach deliverance to the captives. If you are captive to fear, he wants to preach deliverance to you, because he's Jesus. And recovery of sight to the blind. Yes, physical sight as well as spiritual sight. And to proclaim a liberty, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Maybe you were bruised by someone in the church, and they hurt you, and they hurt you. You're not going to church anymore because you said, if that's what the church is like, I want no part of it. Please. He's come to heal the bruised. A bruised reed he shall not break. A smoldering wick he shall not quench. My Lord, he loves you. He loves me. He's Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. And he came down to Capernaum, it's a little town of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. That's he's in the synagogue. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. I tell you this, that the Pharisees and the Sadducees spoke words, but there was no power behind their words. But when Jesus speaks words, there is power behind his words. And in the synagogue, there was a man with had a spirit that was unclean, an unclean spirit, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we done to you, Jesus of Nazareth? You have come to destroy us." Oh, yes. He has come to destroy the works of the devil. That is one of his attributes. Oh, they know he has come to destroy them. "I know you, and I know who you are," the demon said. "You are the Holy One of God." And what does Jesus do? Jesus rebuked them. Jesus rebuked the devil. Why? Because he does not want PR from Satan or from Satan's family or from any demon. He wants PR from the children of God. Jesus rebuked him. They knew who he was. Isn't it something? The devil knows Jesus better than anyone who hears me today and better than me. But let me tell you, he doesn't surrender to Jesus. He knows him, but he doesn't love him. Oh, it's his arch enemy. We know it's his arch enemy, but yet Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil and the works of the flesh and the works of sin. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Shut up, hold your peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and did not hurt him. Oh, my. Oh my, they're seeing a deliverance in front of their eyes. They're seeing that this man in the synagogue was possessed by demons. And the scripture said, and they were all amazed. And they spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word this is! For he speaks with authority and power. He commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." I tell you, This is real stuff. Jesus has given us power to destroy the works of the devil in our midst, too. I remember a woman who came to us. She was dressed in African garb with her daughter, and I remember it was after the 9 o'clock mass. She told me that someone had poisoned her food with the curse. I believed her. She said, but I said to her, have you taken medicine? Medicine doesn't help. I've taken medicine, but somebody cursed my food. So we brought her into the rectory, and she said, you know, we have been praying and fasting. We have been praying and fasting for this to come out of us today. Well, anyway, she told me about prayer and fasting, and I had someone praying the rosary. And when it came to the sorrowful mystery when Jesus died, I says, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. And he came out. But you know what happened in the room? It was like God was standing there. He was. The peace was so profound. The peace was so profound that Jesus has power over the works of the devil. Jesus has power over the works of cancer. Jesus has power over the works of MS. Jesus has power. Jesus has power. Jesus has power. They were all amazed and spoke among themselves. What a word this is. For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And his fame went out in every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue, and he entered Simon Peter's house. And Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was taken with a great fever, and they besought Jesus for her. Remember, there was no antibiotics. When you get a great fever, you would probably die. He stood over her, and what did he do? He rebuked the fever in the name of Jesus. He is Jesus. And it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. She got the chicken soup, and they started eating. This is so real. This is so real. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and the fever left her. And the first thing she does is to serve the people. Let me tell you about Anita. She said that the doctor said that her cancer markers went down. It was a little miracle. Tomorrow, she says, I'm going to help with sandwiches for the poor, just like Peter's mother-in-law began to minister to them. She said, I'm going to help make sandwiches. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Something out of the scriptures. Something out of the scriptures. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them, just like Anita is going to minister unto the poor tomorrow. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, because he hath anointed Jesus to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent Jesus to heal and to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent Jesus to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are bruised, and to preach a jubilee year. This is the year of the glory of God, while Jesus Christ ministered to the people. But you know what? He knows very well that the many of the Jews are not going to believe. He knows very well, because he talks the story of Elijah going to the widow at Zarephath and Elisha going to the Naaman, who both of them are not Jews, they are Gentiles. Let's look again. When the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. Hallelujah. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. And he rebuked the devils, and he suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah. You see, the enemy knows Jesus more than the apostles. Isn't that amazing? The enemy knows Jesus more than the believers. That's amazing. We are called to know Jesus. We are called to know him experientially. We are called to love him. We are called to do the same things that he did. We are called to open the eyes of the blind. I've seen it. Open the ears of the deaf. I've seen it. To set at liberty people that are captive. I've seen it. Oh, yes, I've seen it over and over and over again. Yesterday, as we prayed with Claudio, the presence of God came upon him. Glory to God. Glory to God. He says, the second you touched me in my back, he said, the second you touched the upper part of my back, the pain, not the pain left, but I felt this tremendous heat, this tremendous heat, this tremendous heat was the presence of the Lord. My hands are freezing right now. I'm in a place where there is no heat. And I can tell you, I was praying with someone last week, and my hands were cold, the rectory in the church, and the person said, you usually bring hot heat into my body when you pray, but your hands are freezing. I said, exactly. Today, it's the Lord's going to work through the cold and not through the heat of the hand. I tell you, it's a heat. When people have said, you know, your hands are hot, I've often taken my hand up and said, now touch it. They said, it's not hot. I said, that's the Spirit of God working through me, his unworthy minister, his unworthy priest. That's the Spirit of God doing what he said that he would do. You know, this should not surprise us. We should not be surprised that Jesus did these things, because Jesus did these things. But he also tells us, and I'm reading from Mark, and I'm reading from the 16th chapter, and it says, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. The man that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned and damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. You, me, if we believe in Jesus, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in entirely new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is to the weakest believer. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Jesus says, what I do, the church will do. What I do, the church will do. What I do, the church will do. We see that in the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, when Peter and John are going through the beautiful gate, and they come to a man who was crippled from birth, and they said, silver and gold we have not, but what we have we give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Father, I pray for healing for the sick today. I pray that you would heal the sick today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of his blood, that there be healing flowing like a river, flowing out to you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free, healing flowing like a river, flowing out to you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. Put your hand on the sick area, close your eyes, and stop praying. I don't want you to pray. I'll do the praying. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, necks be healed now by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. And everything the enemy wrote against this neck has been canceled in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, the blood speaks more powerfully than the blood of Abel. Be healed in your neck. In the name of Jesus, be healed in your shoulders. in the name of Jesus. Rotary cuffs, be healed now in Jesus' name. Move your shoulder now. If you have a rotary cuff, move your shoulder because Jesus is healing people. In the name of Jesus, be healed in the chest by the power of the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed in your chest. Be healed of all bronchial problems. In the name of Jesus, breathe in the Holy Spirit and be healed of all bronchitis and every other disease of the lungs. In the name of Jesus, cancer of the lungs, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross. In the name of Jesus, stomachs be healed. In the name of Jesus, stomachs be healed by the power of the cross. Now, now, because of the blood that was shed at Calvary. In the name of Jesus, people that have, I don't even know what it's called, but have acid reflex, be healed now. Acid reflex, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed now. Amen, 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 amen. Come on, tell me. Tell the Lord, I believe, and I receive this miracle in the name of Jesus by the power of his blood. Amen. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.